Good day, I'm Anthony Morgan with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 18. Coming up, Cape students to receive subsidy, Jamaica on track to surpass renewable energy target, and Regga Girls qualify for Women's World Cup. The news in detail after the break.
Why is that bill killing me?
The bill not supposed to so high for your business like this, you know? You should do an energy audit to find out what costing so much.
I can't afford that.
Ever ask your bank about an energy audit grant from the Development Bank of Jamaica?
A what?
The DBJ will pay up to $200,000 for your expert to tell you what making the bill them so high and what fi do fi cut them down.
An energy audit grant from the DBJ? That would really help me.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Students sitting the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination CAPE can now access a subsidy provided by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information to help pay for up to 3 CAPE units each year. Education Minister Senator Roel Reed says the 3 CAPE units must include a compulsory subject and 2 additional subjects. Minister Reed adds that the subsidy is to provide students with the additional support they need to complete the 7-year program now being rolled out in high schools across the country. Support will also be provided for students pursuing vocational training.
Full subsidy will be provided for Caribbean Vocational Qualification, CVQ, National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica, NVQJ, and 2 subjects at City and Gales.
Minister Reed was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing on Wednesday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Jamaica is on track to achieve 30% of its electricity from renewable energy sources over the medium term. This will surpass the goal outlined in the National Energy Policy, where renewables should account for no less than 20% of the country's energy mix by 2030.
We now have a combined supply of just about 120 megawatts of renewable electricity power, which is currently in our grid, and that will put us to about between 15 and 18% of electricity generation in the next 2 years. So it's quite likely that we will achieve the 30% by 2020.
Mr. Honus was speaking at a ceremony to commission solar photovoltaic panels into operation at the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM, on Tuesday. He adds that Jamaica has already reduced its carbon footprint by 3,000 tons and has realized a reduction in oil imports by 3,000 barrels daily. Jamaica will host the first Caribbean International Bamboo Symposium from November 27 to 28 at the Jamaica Conference Center. The conference is expected to facilitate knowledge sharing of best practices in the industry and unearth potential business opportunities within Jamaica and the region. Twyla Whelan tells us more in this report.
From building roads and railway lines to making books, tables, chairs and paper towels, bamboo is the star of a $60 billion worldwide industry. The 2018 Caribbean International Bamboo Symposium, being held under the theme Bamboo, an economic high-value chain resource for the Caribbean, is expected to provide a knowledge-sharing forum for local entrepreneurs looking to tap into the bamboo industry.
We have a speaker from Mexico, but others who have expressed interest from Panama, from Ecuador, Brazil. Within the region, we know that there is technology that is being developed and pursued, and we can have that exchange. We are convinced that the 2-day immersion will support those who participate in pursuing initiatives.
Chairman of the Caribbean International Bamboo Symposium 2018, Marie Cassoli Rademacher, speaking at JIS Think Tank session held yesterday. The symposium is free to the public, and persons interested in attending the symposium can register at CaribbeanBamboo.com. Reporting for JIS News, I am Twyla Whelan.
And Sports Minister Olivia Grange has commended Jamaica's Regga Girls for their historic qualification to the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup in France. The Regga Girls qualified after defeating Panama 4-2 on penalties after both teams played to a 2-2 draw during the CONCACAF World Championship third place playoff held in Texas, USA on Wednesday.
Words cannot describe this historic achievement by the Regga Girls, who through sheer grit and determination in a game in which both teams went all out for victory, Jamaica came out victorious. It was a total team effort, but special commendation to the goal scorers, Khadija Shaw and 16-year-old Jody Brown.
Minister Grange also commended the technical staff and management for the support of the girls. Jamaica is now the first and only Caribbean country to qualify for both men's and women's FIFA World Cup, the national men's team having qualified for the 1998 FIFA World Cup in France. That was JIS News. I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.